Hey. What is going on, fantastic people of the world? Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I will always and forever be your boy and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. I hope all of you have been well. Hope you experienced nothing but fantastic days, amazing food, and awesome people in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, above all else, I do hope that you have a place to go to when the world does the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. I had to slow it down for a little bit because I did forget. I was like, oh man, I'm back, I'm in the zone. And then it just, that was the air leaving my brain. I'm like, oh, but you know, we cleaned up, we bounced back and we cleaned up nice. But it is great to speak with all of you. I know this episode might be a little faster than usual, but I'm trying to pick up the pace. You know, I'm hitting the ground running and I'm not going to stop until I hit my goal. I also have to retract a statement I made on one of the previous episodes. I was saying I was trying to hit 30 episodes for the first time. Found out last season that I did 30 episodes. I don't know what's going on with my mind, but last year was low-key a blur. I don't know why, because it was weird when I was looking at the episodes. Now I was like, damn, I'm close to 20, so I'm almost done. And then I checked back, I seen that it was 30 episodes. And I was like, oh, I did this before. So, like I said, repetition here is part of what makes the Chillin' with Chillers podcast so great. So I'm not mad at it. I was just so shocked. But one of the main reasons why I decided to record and upload and have all of you listen to as much Chillers as possible so soon was because I swear this wasn't planned. I swear that it wasn't one of those things where I knew and that's why I did what I did. I promise you, because there's going to be a lot of rumors that, oh, Chillis is competing with Drake and there's a beef going on or there's something happening where he might sign OVO. That's why he did the double episode. I had no idea until after I had finished recording Friday that Drake had announced he was going to drop an album on midnight. So that would be that Saturday. I forgot the date already. I'm not even going to Google it. The point is, I didn't know that he was dropping. So, yeah, it's a coincidence, but I'm trying to, you know. Now, what it really was, my mom in my family group chat, she asked me, she said, hey, Ivan, are you going to do a review on Drake's album? Which I did that night. I did it the same day, honestly. I waited till 12, ended up waiting until 12:30, 1 o'clock for the album to come out. I purchased it. I know. It's so crazy. I won't subscribe to Apple Music for 1,000 reasons, but mainly it's because it'll mess with the music that I already have in my library. It's weird. It's happened before, so I wouldn't do it again. And I just don't want to pay for music. Ironically, I know, right? But I paid for it this time around because with this new computer, I don't have the same kind of setup that I did with my previous computer where I could just Google search, download, and be good. Now, I was like, this time around, let me play it safe. It was $9.99, $10.65 with tax, and I listened to it, and I made the mistake of not paying attention to the genre. I was paying attention to the artwork. His 7th studio album, Honestly Nevermind, it looked like it was going to be all rap, and we were going to get the other side of Certified Lover Boy, and I was like, all right, cool. I'm ready for this. This is nice. This is a good time to drop. Summer's coming. You know there's going to be a lot of quotes to take and use as Instagram posts. So I was ready. So when I seen that it said dance, I was like, oh, all right, cool. I listened to it. It took me until halfway into the album for me to find songs that I could see myself going back to and replaying. But overall, it wasn't a project that I don't know. Drake's music to me is weird these days. I, back in the day, you would have thought I was the biggest Drake fan, and I really wasn't. It's just that his music was something that I could relate to at the time. You had Thank Me Later, then you had Take Care, and Nothing Was the Same, which to me are his best albums. But at that point in time, I was like, yo, everything he's saying pertains to how I'm feeling. And as I got older, I didn't have that same connection. Here's a fun fact for all of you. My favorite rapper is J. Cole. I need to say that now on my platform because a lot of people will live and die on the sword that'll be engraved. Chillis' favorite rapper is Drake. Drake's on my list, but he's not my favorite rapper. And I started paying attention to artists, music, how they go about it. Some artists, to me, use their name to push a project. Other artists will really put their heart and soul into it and not get as much recognition. So when I started paying attention, I was like, you know. Now, some of his albums, they have grown on me over the years, so I might have to, like, refresh my favorite albums from Drake list. But aside from that, after Certified Lover Boy, I was like, sorry. I was like, all right, you know, it is what it is. At this point, he's just making music that he enjoys. And that's what I got from this project, that it was a bunch of songs that he mentioned in a rap, in his Rap Radar interview from 2019 at the end of the year, that he wanted to go down the experimental route. So I took this as, all right, you know what? He said he was going to do it. We as the fans said we were looking forward to it, and we had to just take it for what it was. But I will say this, Drake's music is not meant for a one-day listen. It takes a while to process. You have to be going through something where you have this song in the background and it's like, damn, that hits. To me, Take Care and Nothing Was the Same, start to finish, amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank Me Later was the door opener. And then from there, you just got strong-armed by two great projects. Go ahead and bump them now. Go ahead and bump it now. To me, I like listening to Nothing Was the Same during the springtime. And I like listening to Take Care when it gets a little colder during the wintertime. Take my advice. Take those two projects. If you haven't listened to them yet, I don't know where you've been. But hey, look, I caught on to music late, so I completely understand. Take those two albums. Bump Nothing Was the Same during the springtime, and then listen to Take Care during the wintertime. It'll make sense. I promise you. I promise you. This time around, this music aims for, you know, you go to the hookah lounges, it'll play in the background. It makes sense. It's environmental music at its best to me, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think at this point, our expectations from Drake have gone a little too high. He's clearly in a state where, our space rather, where he's like, you know what, let me just do this because I've done this already. I know this is going to hit. Let's do this. He even said on an Instagram post that he was like, yo, you know, they're just now catching up. And he's right, because two of the songs, my favorite song is Flights Book. That to me was, if I was 17 and I was on the road at 3 a.m. or just on the road at night, that song would be on repeat. I would use, well, I was going to use quotes, but a lot of that album, since it was dancehall, it barely had any lyrics, and it was really just meant to be enjoyed. It's vibe music. I have my my light bulb that changes colors, so if I play that, you know, light my candle and I'm just chilling, it's good music to listen to. It's not my go-to though, but there'll probably be two or three songs. I gave it a 8.5 out of 10, and the reason why I did that was because it was exactly what he said it was going to be. Like, some people will go for a genre and have about two or three songs that aim at that genre, and the rest of it is what they usually do. He stuck to his guns from start to finish, except towards the end when he had a feature with 21 Savage on the song Jimmy Crooks, which to me was a song he was like, yo, this is worth the way you listen to all of this. You deserve this. And I think that's a glimpse of what his next album will be. That's my opinion. This is what really kickstarted me coming to terms with the fact that I had to record, because every time I record, something happens and I always miss out on the loop. And I was going to wait till Friday to talk about this album, but I was like, no, this is a good way. This is a good icebreaker into the episode. And then I can talk about what I really want to talk about, because Tough Love is definitely the theme. There's been a lot that's been going in and out of my ears. Did we pause that? No, you just said, hey, yo. All right. But no, there's been a lot of information that's been processed to me, and I've been letting it slide, and I'm like, it's coming so much in abundance. Will you stop? There's so much information that's heading my way that ultimately I'm like, you know something? Let's talk about it. And another reason why was because I have been experiencing blackouts where everything will shut off in my room. And the last episode, as soon as I said that, my screen went black. Let me see something. Hang on. All right, we're still recording. You see, I'm starting to learn to get ahead of the curve. I don't want to put myself in a position where I have to apologize. I'd rather just be ahead of everything, have everything ready. So there was a couple of factors. The first was that there was a new Drake album that I could talk about and it'd be fresh in everyone's heads. The second was, you know, my current issue with my power. The third was I had this episode locked and ready to be released tomorrow. So while I'm recording this episode today, Monday, June 20th, 2022, this episode actually won't be released until Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. So I set myself up to just be ready. And here we are, we're recording, we're here, we're happy. I am three episodes back in this thing and I just decided, you know, let's just go for it. But I do want to backtrack and wish every single one of you kings out there a very happy Father's Day. And for all of you queens who switch crowns and become kings on Father's Day or just having to become kings in general, I wish you all Father's Day. Whoever the holiday applies to, I wish you all a very happy Father's Day. Although Father's Day and Mother's Day is technically every day. These are the days where they're highlighted. This is the day where it's like, you know what, this is about you and nothing else. This is me thanking you. I work at a school, right? So when I went to work today, they did a little celebration for Father's Day. I ain't gonna hold y'all. It was a little low-key, man. I was like, yo, this is crazy. They gave cutout ties made out of construction paper and donuts. And then Mother's Day just felt like this extravaganza. There was music in the background. There was these muffins of different flavors. There was orange juice and flowers. And Father's Day just seemed like, yo, hey, a tie and a donut. And I'm like, yo, that's crazy. But that's just a running gag. Fathers in general know that they're loved and they're appreciated. Grandfathers know they're loved and appreciated. Godfathers, uncles, anyone who fits that role of father, they know they're loved and appreciated. And honestly, when it comes to guys in general, we really never are excited about the things that we want. So when it comes to being celebrated, we're pretty chill. We're like, yeah, I don't really want anything. So we kind of did this to ourselves. But at the same time, it's like, wow, that's crazy. And not to mention, Juneteenth also was the same day as Father's Day. So it was like, yo, happy Father Juneteenth, my brother. It's like, oh, okay. All right, my bad. You're right. But I do hope all of you enjoyed your day. So sorry. I don't know what it is. I can't seem to shake off whatever it is that I have. I'm constantly like clearing my throat. It's annoying, but I'm pushing through. I'm 13 minutes in this. Every time I look at the timer on this podcast, it's 13 minutes when I think it's 20 and it's not. But it is what it is. I guess that's going to be my theme now. Now I can't stop looking. I'm only 13 minutes in. I got a long way to go. But yes, this episode does have tough love in it because I am in my 30s. The people that I love and care for are in the same age bracket as I am, or they're well on their way. So this is aimed to everyone who's in that space where they're celebrating their youth because they're getting ready to pack it up, put it in a suitcase, and embrace the adult life that has been properly packaged and waiting for them. I've been hearing so much stuff lately, and I'm just like, you know, I took an oath to myself that I wasn't going to get involved in anyone else's business. I was just going to listen. Me giving advice was over. But then I did something, and that something is start a podcast, in which all of these things that I kept to myself became amazing source material that I can use to talk about it. And I'm not taking any shots at anyone. If you know me, I'm genuinely and generally addressing the public, whoever's listening, you know what I'm saying? But can we just stop? Can we stop with the nonsense, please? Can we stop with the bull? For those of you who are listening, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. In fact, you definitely don't know what I'm talking about. But for those of you who feel you're getting away with something that you shouldn't be doing, whether it's nonsense, whether it's toxic, whether it's a mixture of both, just stop. Someone like me is paying attention. And you should put it in your head that a lot of people are catching on to what you're doing. Being childish now seems to be a theme in a lot of our lives. And I do give social media its credit, but I also criticize it when I need to. And these are one of those moments when it's criticism. For some reason, we seem to just be stuck in this space, the MySpace era, if you will, in which we do things that are going to generate the type of attention we know we don't want, but we know that it's easy access. Like, you know, just deeming ourselves as crazy, deeming ourselves as that couldn't happen to me. Just acting aloof. I wish I could break it down. In fact, I can, because that's what the episode is about. I've been seeing so much. Instagram has become so unappeasing to me. Like, I don't use it unless I'm, you know, unless I have the time or I'm just promoting podcast stuff. But other than that, it's just, I can't believe I'm saying this. And that's how I know I was, I'm fed up. I don't want to be the mature one in all of this, but it's time to grow up. Seriously. At what point in time do we just stop the shenanigans and we're just straightforward, we're honest, we're not doing things to each other that we don't want done to us? That seems to be a common theme with a lot of you. Not me, because, you know, I'm chillest, I mind my business. But no, I just always pay attention to things. And I have this theory that we know that our lives are low-key boring. And this is before we enter adulthood. If you really think about things the way I think about it, before social media, school was school, work was work, life was life. So now that we have an opportunity to present ourselves in a different light, we tend to alter our characters a bit. We're all guilty of it. I'm definitely guilty of it. Where do you think the name Chillest came from? If I really wasn't that concerned about social media in any way, shape, or form, I would use my government name. Don't say it. They've heard it like 8 times. It's fine. If this is your first time listening, yes, my name is Chillest. I was born and raised as Chillest. But anyway, yeah, I feel like if we didn't have that type of influence, we would live this gray life where there's little to no drama and we would all coexist kind of perfectly. But because we have this source in our hands, we decide to put on these personas, we decide to embrace these personas, and we just do things that are just outlandish. And we do things that we know when we're by ourselves, we say to ourselves, why the hell did I do that? That's my hope in humanity when I say that. I don't really know. Some people could really just be going to sleep sound sound asleep and just be like, yo, look, it is what it is. Like, I did it and it's cool. I'm just tired of toxic behavior. And I'm tired of it and I remove myself from it. But for some reason, it has followed me everywhere I go. That's why when most people talk to me, they say, I know what you're going to say, Chillest, but, and I'm like, I don't want to hear it. Because ultimately, I don't want to hear anyone who's complained about being treated a certain way go about treating others that way and then having an explanation that quote unquote justifies themselves. It's enough. Like, I want to talk to all my gentlemen out there. That's the gentleman that I know and the gentleman that I don't. The gentleman that I kind of know, and based on their actions, I may or may not want to be as close to them as possible. Like, y'all got to stop with the games. Y'all got to stop living life like people are looking at you all as the man and you're treating whoever you want to treat any way you want to treat them. Like, that's got to stop. It's never been cool. It's never been cool. Because even if it was cool to a group of people, the people that you affected the most, the people who you hurt along the way while trying to achieve this crown, they go through so much. And thank God for those who stop and think like, yo, you know what? Let me go back and apologize. It very rarely happens, but it happens. But Kings, y'all got to do better. We have to do better. It's enough is enough. Seriously. Like, I don't know if it's a lack of being checked because of peer pressure, because no guy wants to be the one that stands out. I have no problem being that guy. I always believe in karma. I always believe in treating women the way you want the women in your life to be treated. I believe in just, you know, standards. I believe in just doing things the right way. That's me. That's me all day. I will challenge anyone on that any time of the week. I've always heard some nonsense. I've seen guys take their peaceful situation and turn it into something more, whether out of curiosity, whether of just wanting to get back at the person, but having no evidence that they're actually being hurt. Like, it's always been something. Or they'll see their other guy friends living this life where they're juggling, but their situation is different from their own. So they're just jeopardizing it. For example, if a guy is with his lady or his partner for as long as, let's say, a year and a half, they're good. They're fine. There's no outside influences until he sees his friend juggling, living the life, going through the whole, yeah, you know, I'm with the guys, and he's really not. And then they're like, you know, let me try that. And then they jeopardize it, and they're right back to square one. It's stupid. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, especially when you don't want to be treated that way. Guys, do not go out here acting like jackasses. Please, enough is enough now. Matter of fact, it's not even a matter of me talking to adults. I don't even want the young boys who are up and coming just having a mentality. I want us all to just learn how to be gentlemen. Just treating people the right way, how they should be treated, how they deserve to be treated. If you want to hurt somebody, think about the consequences of that. Because whether you move on or not, that person's still going to deal with that asterisk in their life. That's going to affect them in some way, shape, or form. Women, queens, I now turn the spotlight to you all. You all have to recognize a bad situation and remove yourselves from it immediately. I've seen all of you. Let me change it. I'm doubling down. I ain't scared, but listen, don't cancel me for this. I've seen a lot of you take on a toxic situation and carry it with you all for years. But the moment, you know, a friend or a close one or, you know, just someone who has your back does one thing that you don't agree with and you cut them off. You have that ability to cut off the wrong people. You have the ability. You just aim at the wrong people when you do it. And you got to stop. You got to stop. Stop sacrificing everything in your life for the sake of the one thing that you want. I've seen it. A lot of it is pride. A lot of it is arrogance. A lot of it is ignorance. Most women want to go out their way above and beyond to challenge these no good men out here to get them to become the men that they want. And in some way, shape, or form, women will convince themselves, you know, the struggle was worth it. All while cutting everyone off along the way who may disagree with it, who may criticize you, who may try to help you. It's enough. Like, I'm so tired of the toxic behavior. I really am. And it's glorified for all the wrong reasons. I saw something the other day, and I'm just like, why are we like this? I'm not going to get into what it was, because I'm afraid I've compromised myself as much already enough as it is, so I'm not going to do that. But the stuff I've just been seeing, and I'm like, if you're going to do it, that's one thing. Why post it? Why glorify it? Why? I'll talk about the other thing I saw. It was a TikTok video. Most of you may have heard about it. It was the woman who found out her ex-boyfriend was cheating, so she took her mother's ashes and threw it in the water. And I'm like, you don't want to be hurt. But your response is to go after something that has nothing to do with the relationship and now put yourself in a position where your life is altered. Even if you aren't in jail for that long or you're not going to be in jail that long, you put that path in front of you now and now you're compromised. And I'm just like, I'm so tired of it. I thought it was a joke. And then the next day she got arrested. I'm like, yo, what the hell is going on? What is going on? I've seen men out here getting hurt and being rejected and resorting to such a behavior that you ask yourself, you are quick to do this. You're quick to threaten a woman's life or hurt them or endanger them. And you can't see why they didn't want to, you know, they didn't give into your advances. Get the hell out of here, you creeps. Like, I don't get what's going on with the world. I don't get what's being told in these households. I don't understand who's being gassed up. I don't know what music anyone is listening to. But this shit has got to stop. I was trying not to curse, but I'm just... It makes me mad. It really does. To know that people really are starting to just not care about how they're perceived. And they want to go out their way to talk about their feelings and why they are the way they are. And they do these things to other people that either have something to do with the situation or they don't. And it's just like, what is going on here? That's why I always used to say back in high school and a little bit before that, you really have to learn yourself before you jump into a relationship. A relationship is not a sign of growth. A sign of growth is waiting to enter a relationship when you are ready in every sense of the word ready. Like, no playing games, no chalking it up to just, oh, I was just in this space where I wanted to feel good. Do you know how selfish that sounds when you say it? And some of y'all out there really don't care, but then most of y'all will be like, y'all really want that to be understood. I don't know why you're mad. And it's just like, come on now. We got to stop this. Because you know why I'm challenging it? Because people don't like getting hurt. People hate getting hurt. Whether they fall off on their bike or something, they get hit, punched in the face. No one likes getting hurt. And yet for some reason, hurt people manage to hurt people. People manage to hurt people. And it's all based on some excuse that they wouldn't want to hear if they were hurt. And you know what's sad? I've spoken about this before in the past, and it was back in 2018. It's 2022 now. That means it's been 4 years and no change. And another reason why I speak so confidently is because I know at the end of the day, not a lot of you are going to listen to this episode. And that's my point. When I start to speak on things like this, it goes unnoticed. But I know that this episode will be listened to at the right time, at the right place, at the right moment. That's why I never look for immediate numbers. Not only that, I have not been as consistent as of lately. So, of course, my numbers aren't going to be the same. But for the most part, I know what to expect. But I am going to use my platform to speak on what I want to speak on. And that's this stuff. It's time we all grew up. It's time we started applying empathy. It's time we started understanding that we sometimes put ourselves in situations that we shouldn't be involved in. Or we create situations that don't need to be created. It's like communication can go a very long way, and we do everything else. Like if there's something going on in a relationship, your private relationship, the public shouldn't know, or at least the public shouldn't know anything on the same level and be on the same level as what should be spoken about privately. I think for the sake of being heard or understood or having a spotlight on you, we tend to forget about the importance of confidentiality, because everyone will know what's going on, and then pretty soon you probably won't be able to be taken seriously. I've known people that don't take time to heal themselves before they move forward. They think the healing is moving forward, when in actuality, they don't understand it's their time. They could do whatever they want, but they could stop, breathe, reevaluate, see what happens. Ask themselves if they're ready before jumping into it. Now, here's the crazy thing. The way life works, everyone will take something or two of something as a sign. I'm so sorry. I'm catching myself because there are moments in life where we feel like we've gone through enough. And this is our moment where it's like, okay, this is the sign to move forward, to breathe. And it's tricky. Honestly, it's tricky. That's why you have to wait until you're ready. Because if you jump into it, if you're not, even if it is a sign, you don't have to jump into it right away. I believe signs, if they're strong enough, will last as long as they need to until you're ready to embrace the sign or ignore it. And then the moment will pass. I don't think you have to jump into something as soon as it's presented your way. I think, honestly, we have a lot more control over ourselves than we like to admit. Like when I was younger, I used to think that for the most part, cheating, and I'm saying high school, I'm speaking teenagers. I'm going as far as 15 to 17. I used to think that that was an area where mistakes such as cheating would happen because we have no control of our emotions. Sometimes it's urges. But then as I got older, I realized you already know that you don't want to be hurt. You already know that you don't want to have games be played and you're in the middle. So you know damn well how to control yourself. You know damn well that it's not cool to hurt someone. We know that at that point in time. Kids even know that. When kids hurt each other and they know they're about to be told on, they feel this guilt. They're like, sorry, 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 sorry. And then they're like, I'm sorry. But, you know, young adults, we get hurt. I would never do that to you. And then proceeds to do that to someone else. Healing is so important. I feel like I'm bouncing around. Of course I am. It's just, you know, perfect chillest nature. But I can't help but speak on it because it's getting ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. I pray for the day Instagram goes down for like a day or at least 20 minutes. I want to see what people are going to do. I want to see what people are going to do. I've been seeing like the screenshots being saved of conversations that shouldn't be shared with the public. And it's just like, you rather go viral instead of just nipping something in the bud for the sake of growth. Now that out there is the highlight of the situation rather than the situation itself. Yeah, that probably went over your heads. I'm well rested. You know what I mean? I had a donut. I just want us all to do the right things. I want us to skip the part where we rather deal with the drama and go through it just to have some color in our life and just push past it, do what you need to do, and omit it from your life. Don't have it follow you. Don't have it influence you. Don't have it make you do things you know are wrong. Use the common sense that you were given to by God, that you were taught to have by your parents, and that you know you should use when you're in situations that test your maturity. No more of these games. I never found them amusing. And I know a lot of people are going to say, Chillis, you sound like a hater. I don't. And it's if it was up to me, it is up to me. I would just ignore it all. But it's in my presence at all times. And if I ignore it and I feel like I could have helped, I'm going to feel guilty. I am trying to use this episode to just once and for all nip this in the bud. Be what you want to get that you know you deserve. Don't put anyone through the ringer. Oh, gosh. What really grinds my gears the most is knowing you don't want to be with someone and you are just using them or allowing yourself to access them for your guilty pleasures. That is the worst for me, because it's like, you know, you don't want to get played. And here you are pressing play on this person every single time. I never understood it. I don't condone it. I don't want it around me. And this isn't even just about, you know, relationships in general. This is about friendships. This is about access to family. It's about using people to get your way. That burns me up, because 10 out of 10 times you don't want to be the person that's played or used. You can't handle it. Some of us get a little glimpse of power or an opportunity to have things work out in our favors, and we forget what it's like to be human. We forget what it's like to be in those situations, or to possibly be in those situations. And we drop the ball every single time. And you know who goes through it the most? The one that gets played. Has that been me? Of course. But if it wasn't me, I would still talk about it, because it's like, come on now. I know everyone has what it takes to be human. Because we've had moments where we've been nothing but vulnerable, and we don't want to go through what we went through that made us into these people, that made us start to have these thoughts and ideas that we didn't want to have. Negative vibes, you know what I mean? Just live your life in peace. Everything that you want, if you work for it, or if you just, you know, focus on, you know, obtaining it, because you can work for it and it doesn't come. But if you just stay focused, it'll arrive at some point in time. It doesn't work on your time. It works on the time it's supposed to happen. Look at that. 33 minutes in. I did a review and I dropped my advice. This might be my best episode of the season. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm done. What do you mean? I'm just going to end it at 15 episodes. I think this is 15 episodes. I'm not sure. But I am going to end it here. 33 minutes is enough. And I do have another episode that I have already set up to just upload, but I have to record it first, so I'm just going to stop it here. So again, the Drake album, 8.5 out of 10, because it gave exactly what it was supposed to give. It's a slow burn, meaning you probably won't enjoy it right away, but you'll find yourself playing it in the background when you're cleaning, when you're enjoying yourself, when you're in a dim lit area. If you have colored lights in your room, that Drake album is for you. I promise you. To me, a lot of the songs don't hit until it's at night. Drake makes seasonal music. He makes, what do you call it? He makes, the word's going to escape me, moment music. You can't just listen to everything. It won't hit the same unless you're in the shoes of the vibe the song has created. Nothing was the same. I was a young man, heavily in my head and feelings. Take Care, I was transitioning into a young adult, so it hit different. That arrogance, that level of just, you know, this is me, it is what it is, or just me having a heart when it's necessary, like, that to me was what that album was. Thank Me Later was like, this is okay to rap and talk about. Honestly, I will give Drake this much credit. He influenced my perspective when it came to just being able to express yourself and not really caring about what others think. Because check my MySpace wall, if MySpace still has that information. Check my Facebook wall, 2009 to 2013. You'll see. Like, yo, when I realized Facebook had paragraphs, I mean, you could type paragraphs on Facebook? But that's another story for another time. That's why I called it Golden Ear Express. That's why this episode's entitled that. Because this episode embodies where my mind was at during the 2012, 2013, 2014 era. Pretty much from 2011 to 2014. 2015, I started to realize, you know what? It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter how I feel. Everyone's going to do what they want to do. But then I learned that at the same time, I don't have to have it around me. And that's how I feel still. Like, if you're doing something that I don't feel comfortable with, especially when it comes to treating people a specific way, I'm slowly but surely going to fade away. Or I'm just going to let you know, look, you're being an asshole. You're not being cool. Back up. But I am trying my best to help, because I would want someone to help me if I was in a situation where I just needed somebody to... You know what I mean? Imagine I clapped. That would have sounded wild. I just need somebody to... Like, yo, whoa, stop. You're sending out a mixed signal. So, fun fact. This episode will be dropped at 6 a.m. the following day. Today is Monday, June 20th, 2022. It's currently 9:49 p.m. This episode will be released, uploaded, ready for all of you to listen at 6 a.m. So if you are a night owl like I used to be, you should see the notification. If you are like me now and you have to wake up at the time it's time for you to get ready for work, then the episode will be available. I don't know who listens to what. I do know that we're on Amazon Music now. I do know that, you know, Spotify sends out notifications. Sometimes Apple Podcasts does. It might just be my phone. I still have an iPhone SE. It's time for me to upgrade. Big shout outs to the Conversations with Zoe podcast. Big shout outs to Big Zoe, aka Lorenzo. I said that backwards, but it's all love, brother. You know what it is. You have been trailblazing. And what I love is when I have conversations with nearest and dearest friends of mine and they tell me about a plan and I watch the journey, I watch how they started and where they are. It's just an amazing thing. And he has been trailblazing with Slice of Life, with his podcast, with everything. I have been inspired to be better, to be the best out there. And it's putting me in a positive headspace. And for that, I thank you. But big shout out to you, bro. If you do listen to this episode, I'm not even gonna let you know. I'm getting real cynical with podcasting now. I'm gonna start telling people, what part did you like? Like, I'm not even gonna say you listen to it, because then it's gonna give them... I already know who listens to this podcast and who doesn't. Like, you all seem to forget. Same thing with SoundCloud. If you made music or if you are podcasting, you have access to the numbers. You know who listened to it. You know. I used to think maybe it's a delay. No, I tested out the theory. So my new thing now is what part did you like? Watch somebody say the intro. It's gonna be hands giving out. I promise you, it's gonna be legit. Hands. I'm done. But no, I do love and I appreciate every single one of you who tune in, who listen, who share. Look, I know that listening is tough. I know that putting your attention into something is tough, especially when it's something that you may not favor. Like, for example, everybody that I send my podcast to may not like podcasts. At some point in time, they probably might listen. Some people might listen to episode one just now, like finally, and they're working their way up. Some people are just listening and they're like, you know, it's not for me. It's all love. I'm putting myself out here every day. This podcast is more for me than it is for those who I make the episodes for, because it's putting me in a creative space. It's pushing me to be one step closer to what this podcast has made me into. It's a whole thing. So there's never any love lost, but just be honest, at least, because I know that I know. Hashtag Chillis knows. And on that note, I'm going to leave it here. All of you be well. Do not take my words to heart. It's just something to think about. At the end of the day, we're all human. We all deserve to be treated with love and respect, equality, equity, everything that we ourselves want for ourselves. Do you understand me? That's all I want to put out. The next episode will have nothing to do with anything that's going on in my personal life and I want to share publicly. And when I say personal life, I mean the people in my personal life, not me, myself. For me, honestly, things have been going really well. I'm blessed. I'm fortunate. I have every reason to be thankful for everything that's been going on. And I just wanted to take this moment of positivity and just speak constructive criticism. That's all. That's all. That's all it is. It's always love. Because I know we can be better. I believe in us. And on that note, I will talk to you all soon. Real soon. I got to see how soon that episode is going to come up. I could change the date now, but I'll probably keep it. I'll probably keep it for the sake of consistency. So let me go before the power cuts off. I just feel like it is. I'm going to save it right here. All right, everyone, take care. Be safe, be sound, keep your feet to the ground. Chillest out. Let me just stop this. All right, chillest out for real.